Big fella, hello through and welcome everyone talk, lo Melanesia update, me Koroi Hawkins. This time the me join him now, team from Buzz FM, lo Vanuatu.
Vanuatu Nightly News, proudly brought to you by Digicel Vanuatu.
In tonight's headlines, Vanuatu Police Force encourages respectful exercise of rights during referendum campaign. Pacific Islands Forum Secretariat consultation signals commitment to regional collaboration and trade development. Vanuatu Climate Resilience Training wraps up with a 3.5 billion Vatu project. Director Bong transfers to Ports and Marine. Voter registration in referendum has ended today. And Secretariat fish poisoning cases recorded as VCH. Good evening and welcome to Vanuatu Nightly News. I'm Kizzy Kalsakau. Leading our news tonight, Vanuatu Footwear bolsters education initiative with 500 school shoe donations. Vanuatu Footwear, in partnership with the President's Initiative, Community Engagement and Advocacy, has delivered a substantial contribution by donating over 500 pairs of school shoes and sandals to the President of Vanuatu, Nike Vurubaravo. This morning's donation underlines the company's steadfast commitment to enhancing education and community welfare. Judy Lal, the owner of Vanuatu Footwear, expresses pride in providing quality footwear to children nationwide, emphasizing the belief that every child deserves the opportunity to succeed, starting with comfortable shoes. The donation to the head of state reaffirms the company's ongoing dedication to supporting the president's initiative. Since 2021, Vanuatu Footwear has collaborated with local schools, community leaders, and the Ministry of Education, channeling donations directly to school management to ensure that children in need receive appropriate footwear. With this latest contribution, Vanuatu Footwear's total donations to the children of Vanuatu surpasses 1,000 pairs of shoes. As Vanuatu Footwear continues to expand its footprint, the company remains committed to making a positive impact on the lives of children and the broader community. In consultation, the three-day consultation organized by the Pacific Islands Forum Secretariat, PIVS, concluded this afternoon, marking a significant milestone in Vanuatu's engagement with regional initiatives. Mr. Esala Nayasi, Deputy Secretary General, Strategic Policy and Programs at PIVS, highlighted the extensive consultations with Vanuatu leaders, including the President, Prime Minister, Deputy Prime Minister, several ministers and senior officials, and the private sectors. These discussions fostered a comprehensive understanding of regional priorities and underscored Vanuatu's commitment to key projects within the Pacific Islands Forum PIF. Trade emerged as a central focus during the consultations, with Nayasi emphasizing its pivotal role in the development and growth of Pacific economies.
From the consultations that we had in the last 2 days, is too critical for our economies. We are dependent on trade for our own livelihoods, and therefore we need as much as possible to create vehicles so that trade is always encouraged amongst our countries, particularly given its importance for our day-to-day life.
While acknowledging that not all Pacific countries have signed up for trade agreements like PESA Plus, Nayasi stresses the importance of promoting trade to support livelihoods effectively.
I believe for economies like ours in the Pacific, trade is an important vehicle for economic development, economic growth. And there's recognition of that at the leaders' level, and even recently in the Forum Trade Ministers meeting last year. It will continue to be an issue. I know, for example, in the PESA Plus discussions, not all members of the Forum are part of the PESA Plus family. But I believe there's been a number of ongoing discussions on how we, as a Forum family, can be able to address some of these pertinent issues as it concerns trade.
Addressing the issue of illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing IUU, Nayasi highlighted the collaborative efforts of regional organisations such as the Melanesian Spearhead Group, MSG, in combating this challenge.
We are fortunate that we have in the region a number of regional organisations that helps and collaborates to address this particular issue, whether at the regional level or at a sub-regional level, for example, the MSG.
Nayasi also emphasized the critical need for continued collaboration among countries, regional partnerships and international organizations to tackle IUU fishing and ensure sustainable marine resource management.
IUU continues to be a critical challenge for us to address, given the loss, economic loss that we face as economies, in our own economies, given the results of IUU. I believe it is an issue that we have to continue to work collaboratively on amongst countries, in partnerships with regional organizations, and also international organizations to be able to ensure that it is minimized and even stop.
Reflecting on past discussions, Nayasi identified common challenges faced by countries visited during consultations. Understanding these challenges is crucial for developing regional policies that benefit communities and individuals. Nayasi commended Vanuatu's leadership in the region and emphasized the importance of listening to member countries' perspectives to inform Pacific Island Forum Secretariat's work effectively. In other news, Director Lonnie Bong, known for his tenure overseeing Vanuatu's Livestock Division, has recently been reassigned to the Department of Ports and Harbour within the Ministry of Infrastructure and Public Utilities, MIPU. This change comes amidst ongoing allegations against Bong, who has been on half salaries since May of last year. The accusations primarily concerning procurement processes allegedly not compliant with the Public Finance and Management Act prompted an extended disciplinary process overseen by the Public Service Commission, PSC. Bong's transition marks a significant change in leadership within the Livestock Division, with an acting director, Nambo Moses, assuming responsibility in his absence. This administrative shuffle coincides with similar suspensions affecting two other directors, indicating broader organizational adjustments within Vanuatu's governmental structures. In police, the Vanuatu Police Force, VPF, issues a call to all citizens nationwide, urging them to exercise their rights with respect throughout the referendum campaign. The VPF acknowledges and upholds individuals' rights to voice their opinions, pose questions and engage in discussions via public forums or social media platforms. As the referendum campaign unfolds, aimed at informing the public about Parliament's decision to amend Sections 17A and 17B of the Constitution, two distinct groups advocating for vote yes and vote no have emerged. However, the VPF emphasizes the importance of contacting such expressions with respect and responsibility, ensuring that they do not inflame tensions or contravene the nation's laws, emphasizing the commitment to maintaining peace throughout the country. The VPF underlines the need for cooperation from all citizens during this critical period. And registration. Voters' registration as per the referendum timeline has closed this afternoon. However, individuals currently undergoing the process of obtaining a new national ID and intending to cast their votes on May 29 remains feasible and emphasizes its validity for voting on polling day, that's according to Chairman Edward Kaltamat. Furthermore, Kaltamat stressing the necessity of a national ID card and inclusion of the electoral roll. However, for the referendum, individuals can participate even if their names are absent from the electoral roll. Meanwhile, national ID verification and issuance are ongoing at the Ministry of Health, Villa Central Hospital, XFOL, the main market, and Anambru Market. market. In health, Vanuatu grapples with a recent surge in Ciguatera fish poisoning cases, with 11 new instances reported between January 2024 and the previous month. The Ministry of Health issued a cautionary update revealing that all reported cases originated from Efate Island. While no fatalities were recorded, the affected individuals, primarily aged over 35, presented symptoms consistent with Ciguatera fish poisoning. These symptoms, including nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and neurological manifestations, underscore the seriousness of the condition. The ministry attributes Ciguatera to the consumption of reef fish contaminated with toxins from microalgae, emphasizing the need for public awareness and precautionary measures. And the recent conclusion of a two-week training program for Vanuatu community-based climate resilience trainers on Nguna Island marks a significant step in the country's climate resilience efforts, led by the Department of Agriculture, Department of Climate Change, and Department of Fisheries. The training aimed to empower officers to disseminate acquired knowledge within the area councils. Central to this initiative is the Vanuatu community-based climate resilience project, VCC. CRP, a six-year endeavor with a budget of $32 million, or approximately 3.5 billion Vatu. The VCCRP encompasses diverse activities, including establishing conservation areas, promoting resilient agriculture, supporting sustainable fishing practices, and enhancing food preservation techniques. Polly Banks, the country coordinator for Save the Children Vanuatu, lauded a major milestone in Vanuatu's climate change response, an extensive project valued at $32.6 million over 6 years, known as the VCCRP. Funded by the Green Climate Fund and the Australian government, this initiative aims to bolster Vanuatu's capacity to tackle climate change impacts. Spanning 282 communities across the nation's six provinces, the VCCRP addresses the urgent need for climate adaptation measures in one of the world's most disaster-prone countries. With cyclones topping the hazard list, Vanuatu faces immense vulnerability to natural disasters, underscoring the critical importance of resilience-building initiatives like the VCCRP. Well, with that, conclude our Vanuatu 90 News. But you can still follow VNN through Buzz FM SoundCloud, Buzz FM Facebook page, our website www.buzzfm.vu, Capital FM 107, and Radio New Zealand Melanesian Update, RNZ Pacific. I'm Kizzy Kalsakau. A very good night.
And that was the Nightly News, proudly brought to you by Digicel Vanuatu.
And have now Melanesian Update program, Nikoroi Hawkins. Thank you to Mas for tuning in. Come, Yusak Kasim Okata, up-to-date news and current affairs, lo website, blo mifala, rnzi.com, and mifala stop to lo Facebook and lo Twitter, just search him at RNZ Pacific.